This is Exclusivia.
Renowned exercise physiologist Dr. Niels Vollard shares how the BBC's program, The Truth About Exercise, ultimately led to the development of the Carol bike.
We've been doing this research for a long time, and at some stage the BBC were interested in it, and they ran a program, The Truth About Exercise, it was called, and they'd heard about our exercise protocol, and Michael Mosley, the presenter, he tried it out for 6 weeks and got the health benefits that we would have expected, and Ratna saw that and contacted us, and for us that was great, as in we needed a bike to become available for the general public, because otherwise the research doesn't have any impact, and it's just interesting, but without much practical use. And for us it wasn't particularly difficult to envisage how this should be done, as in you need a bike where you can very quickly change the resistance from very low with a high pedal frequency, as if you're going down the hill, to very high with that high pedal frequency, as if you've picked up the speed and you're going up the hill. That has to be done in such a way that you can regulate it very precisely. So for each individual, you put on their individual optimal resistance so that they will be able to reach their own maximal possible achievable power output or exercise intensity. And that's technically, it's feasible. It's just that it's usually not needed. So it's not like it's a technically really difficult problem. There are several ways of doing it, but it's just not out there in the market because no one's ever thought that that type of function was of any use. So we explained the different ways of doing this. They designed the bike. The protocol is out there, and it's in published articles. So I was happy to help them out with programming the protocol in the bike. Yeah, and for the rest, to make it a practical intervention that people can just use unsupervised, you need to have some kind of app, some kind of piece of software that talks people through it. So you get on the bike, you put your login details in there so the bike knows who you are, which means it can put your optimal resistance on when you do the sprints. Then tells you what the protocol is going to be. You start pedaling at a very easy pace, just moving your legs, not very tiring. It starts counting down, so you know when the sprints will start. It tells you when to start pedaling as fast as you can. It will give you encouragement during the sprint. And it tells you, okay, now this is the end of the sprint, and you go into the recovery phase, which is actually a very important part of the exercise session. So it guides you through that, tells you to keep on pedaling, really easy pace, just to recover. The process starts again for that second sprint, and then you do your 3 minutes of cool down at the very end. You need that kind of guidance and instructions so people do the exercise correctly, rather than just having a bike where you have to put your own settings in, and that wouldn't really work, and they've done a good job. Practically it works really well.